Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. Well, thanks a lot, Connor Barth. You ruined my birthday yesterday. The now former Bears kicker gagged on the game-tying field goal, just like I choked on the ridiculously phenomenal birthday cake I had. Bears lose another close one, but should fans feel good or angry with another close loss in the John Fox era? I'll tell you how you should feel. Jake Arrieta is a free agent. He could sign with any team that he chooses. So could he sign with another team in the NL Central and face the Cubs multiple times in the future? And welcome in Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Hope you had a great weekend. Good start to your holiday week. I'm David Kaplan. Let's meet the panel for today's show. From the Sun-Times, he's our guy Patrick Finley. From the Tribune, he's their lead columnist, David Haw. And from the Sun-Times, he's Adam Johns. All right, this is going to get spirited. This is going to be fun. Yesterday, the Bears were beaten by the Detroit Lions after the Bears missed a game-tying field goal with just 3 seconds left. At the end of the day, in my humble opinion, it was a magnificent day for Chicago Bears fans. Mitchell Trubisky drove him down the field with the game on the line, put him in position to tie the game, played a pretty decent football game, had his moments that were like the fumble that you want to get rid of, but I thought he played better. He looks like he's improving. And in the end, it's another nail in Foxy's coffin, and they're all the way up to the sixth pick in the first round. It was a good day!
Do you have meatballs with your birthday dinner?
I just speak the truth, man.
That, look, there's nothing good about losing.
Oh, stop there's with not, that hokey.
You want this whole narrative about why it's good for the Bears to lose is nonsense because you're assuming so many things with that, and it's wrong. You can't assume they're going to pick the right guy with a high draft pick. You're not going to assume they're going to make the right trade with the draft pick. You win now because it's good when you win. Quarterbacks learn when you win. They can get better. And this whole thing about Trubisky, you know, I have been in his corner as much as anybody. And I think, though, yesterday, we're seeing what we want to see in a lot of times. Optimism is clouding objectivity. He was good, but he was bad, too. I mean, there was a lot of mix of both. And I think that everybody wants to go crazy about that 19-yard run on fourth down. It was great. He's a passer, not a running back, okay? I mean, settle down a little bit. There's nothing good about losing a game with a bad kicker.
You know who needs the win? Mitch Trubisky. I know there were some positive moments in this game, and I think he does. This is only his sixth start, so I think the positive moments matter maybe more than some of the negative stuff that's going to happen. He's a rookie. But you could tell in his face yesterday, last night, when he steps to the podium, the lectern, whatever you want to call it, he's a little distraught. He's a little frustrated.
He's getting beaten down.
He's a little worn out by all the losses. This was his best opportunity to extend the game. Connor Barth obviously blew it. But you could tell Mitch Trubisky, for all his success in this one, really wants to win.
And I think you're getting caught up in a baseball mindset where in the second half, you play the kids. When you lose, that's good because you get a good pick. You don't have to give up compensatory stuff on free agency. There's a real benefit there. In the NFL, I'm not sure there's that big a difference between the sixth pick in the draft and the 11th pick in the draft necessarily. And particularly when you're the Bears here, you're not going to draft a quarterback. So, you know, what are you rooting for? Them to lose enough to make a trade?
That's an excellent point, Patrick.
Yeah, to make a trade?
No, it's not an excellent. It's a weak point.
No, it's an excellent point.
I side with David.
He understands that, you know, there's between 6 and 11, the type of player you're looking for, it's going to depend on what teams do draft based on need. So the guy that you want may, there's not a whole lot of difference. It's worth winning these games because of what Adam said. Trubisky benefits from positive reinforcement, getting victories.
And here's the point, Kip. If you're rooting for Trubisky to develop, those wins are going to come. He's getting closer to producing those wins, so you better get worried.
Let's assume that they lose this week at Philly. They're not beating the Eagles. They're going to get to 3-8. And then who do they have the next week?
Niners.
Are you telling me we've got to beat the Niners because 4-8 is so much better than 3-9? I'll tell you, I think you're out of your mind.
And I'll tell you that there's value in every single Sunday that you go out there that somebody is going to benefit from a victory. And if you don't believe that, then I have no interest in having a sports discussion with you because you don't understand sports. You don't understand.
I think you're out of your mind.
You don't understand competition. You don't value it or respect it.
So you're telling me you'd rather finish 3-13 than 2-14?
Yes.
That's insane. Yes.
Okay, Cap, you're sitting here saying that you're okay if they lose. If they lose at home to the Niners, if they lose at home to the Browns on Christmas Eve, are you going to sit there and be like, I'm comfortable with the Bears quarterback. He just got his butt kicked by the two worst teams in the league at all.
I understand where you're coming from, and I'm not going to dismiss the idea that, okay, the sports in today's society, you embrace the suck and you tank and all those things. But I'm going to tell you, I hate it, okay? I hate the narrative it creates. I hate having to report about it. I hate having to write about it. I hate having to hear talking heads like you talk about
it. You think the Astros minded sucking?
You know what?
You think the Cubs minded it?
I understand it. But you know what? I don't have to embrace it or endorse it because you know what? There's no difference to me. The Bears have not proven to me that they earn the benefit of the doubt. They know what to do if they're drafting that high. You know, they just don't. So win while you can. Get the benefits of it.
Well, Mr. Trubisky's development is going to ruin your draft plans. It really is. He's getting closer. And I want to really drive that point home. He is getting better. He's making throws.
I agree with you.
I know you kind of discounted his run, but those plays matter. It matters in that locker room.
I'm not discounting.
The steps are there. So he's going to ruin that draft stock. And that's the Bears want to see that. Yes, draft
that's
stock.
That's fine. Well, you told me I said to him, okay, I'm going to ask you this question. He and I had a knockdown, drag out. I still think I'm right.
Of course you did.
When they played the Packers.
You're never wrong.
And I said to you. Occasionally, I said to you, the Bears can win 6-3, two field goals. Trubisky doesn't look very good, or they lose 38-35, and he lights the scoreboard up and is phenomenal. I'm taking 38-35. No, my franchise guy showed me something.
But you were the same.
I don't care about the same meaningless
guy,
win.
You were the same guy preparing your rant the night of the Packers loss because you were so distraught over having lost. To the Packers, having lost
the
to
way
the Packers,
they lost.
Because Trubisky had 297 yards passing. He had good numbers you could defend, and you were still ticked off because you don't like losing, right?
Well,
right? You had your rant, you're writing it out. Okay, I'm going to be prepared. You were ticked off, and it bothered you.
Well, they did lose that way.
I liked that cap much better than this guy.
It changes whole dynamic for the Lions game, it changes the whole dynamic for the Eagles game. Trubisky can see maybe a 5-5 game or a 5-5 record in this Lions game. It changes the whole dynamic of the team, and Trubisky's part of that. So, look. Trubisky's going to win some games for the Bears this season. It's going to happen.
Well, when you talk about embracing the suck, I realize that it worked for the Cubs, who had Wrigley Field to draw to. Yesterday, one out of six people who had a ticket to the Bears game did not go. That is damage caused by losing, not by Mitch Trubisky looking bad, not by a boring offense, by losing. That hurts, and it will only get worse the next two games.
The brand has diminished.
No question.
Winning enhances the brand.
Well, then maybe somebody up there is going to wake up and go, you know what? It's not working with this coach.
Well.
It's not working with this OC, although his game plan looked a little bit better yesterday.
For a quarter.
And at some point, they're going to go, you know what? We're making some changes.
Okay. There are going to be changes, Cap. But I think we can kind of agree here. I don't like fighting with you all the time. But you know what? They're on the right track. If they are committed to change, if they're committed to, you know, some sort of philosophy, I still think if you have a game that you can win by kicking a field goal from a makeable distance, you want to make that field goal because it's a good thing. It reinforces the 52 other guys in the locker room that matter besides the precious quarterback that everything is about, okay? He benefits too. Adam is right. Trubisky needs to win to become a better quarterback.
You can see it in him. It's starting to bother him.
Yeah, it does.
That he's, like, his tone is different. He needs it for his own confidence. That's the most important thing in his development, all that stuff.
He's going to beat the Browns, I would assume, here.
Philly's got a Christmas stat. Wait till you hear this.
And I used it on the show last week. John's, he's 2-0. Hugh Jackson's 2-0 on Christmas Eve and has never won a game at any other
point. You think they're going to lose to the Niners?
They should beat the Niners, too.
They should.
Okay. Yeah. That gets them to five wins.
So gets you to 5-11.
5-11. They'll be drafting about 7th or 8th, maybe around there. And they'll, you know, they'll
overthink. But if they lose to the Eagles and they lose to the Niners, then lose out. Yeah. Then lose out.
They're going to get a nice pick.
How would you suggest doing that? I mean, who are you going to play that –
Oh, there's nothing.
Now.
There's nothing you can do because in baseball, I can go, I'm starting this stiff from AA.
Yep.
To make sure I get beat. You can't do that in football.
Well, you can't. Who would that be in the Bears? I mean, what elite talent is on the field that you would pull off? Right now, they don't have any. That's the problem. That's why they're, you know, even though they talk about, you know, all this designed losing, they may lose just because they're not good enough. The margin for error is that thin. So you can't have stupid things happen like the quarterback that you want to say had a great game fumbled a snap.
I didn't say great.
I said
he had really good moments, and he had some moments he'd like back.
They were cruising for the first time in a month when he fumbled that ball. I mean, it was 10-0 with the ball in midfield.
What set up the fumble, Patrick?
Kyle Long's mistake.
That's how thin the margin of error is. Kyle Long loses his head. Mitch Trubisky loses the grip, and the Bears end up losing the game. It is that simple, because things change that quickly. They're up 10-0 right there.
Yep.
After that, I mean,
they dominated the first quarter.
You were happy about that, weren't you? You're like, yes, the Lions are coming back.
No.
You're like, my birthday's going to be good.
You're singing that song that they play whenever the Lions score, what, that down the field song.
Look at that.
You got it queued up at the birthday party every
they're
time.
They're losing
they
for me. They're losing for
he's wearing Lions colors right now.
Look at that.
Honolulu blue.
Honolulu blue, baby. John Fox also spoke about an unfortunate injury to Leonard Floyd. Here's what he had to say.
You know, I think he's going to miss some time. You know, the exact extent of all the medical terms, you know, I think it's just fair to say he's going to miss some time. They're still evaluating it.
Didn't ACL rule out for you guys,
John? You know, again, that technicality part of it, it wasn't as bad, but I can't tell you all the details at this stage. I'll just be making it up.
Is it as bad as?
I think that's one of the concerns was that. You know, I'll just leave it at that at this point.
So I just wanted to be clear. You're just not willing to say if he tore his ACL?
To our knowledge, at this point right now, he did not.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Is this something that?
But that's as of right now. Yeah.
Could this land him on IR, or do you need to keep him away?
I think all those options are available. You know, again, we're still evaluating it. These, you know, they have different opinions as far as doctors. So we're not at the end of all the evaluation yet.
What was that?
You're going to miss that. You're going to miss that. Would they have a coach who will answer a question directly? This is good news, first of all, not because of this season, because as we all know, they should lose every game and tank, but for the offseason. Leonard Floyd having a full NFL offseason is far more important to the Bears right now than Leonard Floyd playing the next six games. And if this isn't a torn ACL and he can be himself, I mean, he wasn't last year. Remember, he had this concussion that kept him on the couch for 6 weeks. If he can get a full offseason, he could be really good next year. In that sense, they dodged a bullet. I can't think of the last time.
Yeah, but let me just tell you something.
They dodged a bullet.
Let me just clue you in case you guys who all cover the team forget how they do business.
How?
If in 3 weeks he goes, you know, it's starting to feel a little better, right, they'll run him back
absolutely
on the field.
Not, yeah.
Like they did with Pernell McPhee, may I remind you.
Okay, that's
one of the stupidest decisions in Chicago sports history.
Well, they delayed,
The next year he couldn't start the season on time because his surgery was delayed.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Idiocy.
I don't think they're going to do that with Leonard Floyd.
I would hope not.
I would think that, you know, if they can avoid surgery, they will. But, you know, Cap, I mean, you look back, okay, it's easy to say now that Pernell McPhee came back too fast. Were you screaming last year when he came back too fast?
Yes.
Were you?
Yes.
I don't remember that. I mean,
when he missed, you can pull the tapes. When he missed, like, weeks 12 and 13, went, hey, let's all bring right him back now.
You like shutting guys down if they have a hangnail, and you're like, okay, don't risk.
If you're out of it and they're part of your future, yes.
Well, keep in mind, McPhee walked into training camp this year thinking he was healthy. And then they took a look at him and went, did you know you have this thing? I mean, this wasn't a thing that lingered for 7 months. This surprised him. Yeah. I hate to blow holes in your theory. Well, here,
I mean, here's the other guy is Kyle Long. What do you do with him?
Obviously, well, he's guaranteed all of next year.
Sure.
Yeah, but if you're thinking of tanking
for
next year.
You play him. Don't go there, Adam. Don't go to that side. You're doing a good job here.
No, he's
right down there.
If he's a big part of your future, and I think he is,
okay,
he's got a torn labrum. He's got an ankle problem.
Did he play yesterday?
He's got a finger problem.
Did he play yesterday?
He did.
Was
did
their
he play well?
Line? Yeah.
He played really
their
well.
Their O-line was really
okay
good.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
I know the answer. I'm asking the question rhetorically. I know the answer, okay? Was he healthy, relatively healthy enough to play?
Yep.
So he plays. He's the NFL, Cap.
So let me ask you a question.
It's the NFL. You play.
If he's going to have to get fixed in January,
do you know
why
that
would
now?
You not? No, I'm saying if.
Yeah.
If he has to get fixed, why would you not do that now?
I think that if you're not increasing the risk of injury or making a bad situation worse by playing him, you play him. And there's no proof that you're going to make it worse if he can play.
Well, the labrum's never been that big of an issue because he's never been in a brace or was strained.
Again,
we live
in a bubble wrap society. I'm surprised that you're like,
we're just
like
watching
this.
His ankle. I mean, his athleticism is everything. You got to keep an eye on it.
That ankle is a
mobility
problem.
Yeah.
He talked about the other day how bad it is.
Yeah.
He was fine yesterday.
Then he was off the injury report and played.
Kyle Long's biggest problem yesterday had nothing to do with his physical approach. It was up here, okay? and that penalty. That was the worst thing he did all day. He played very well when he was playing. So if that can continue, why would you take him out unless you're trying to lose?
Jordan Howard.
You're thinking like the Ball State all-conference safety as opposed to a guy with a long-term view of how we fix the football team. You're thinking about every Saturday you showed up and how much it meant.
If only I had your perspective and your patience and just that, your poise. You know, I just wish I had all that.
More football after the break. Baker Mayfield taunted the Kansas Jayhawks by grabbing his rock chalk, and now he's suspended to start Oklahoma's senior day game. Is the punishment too excessive? And Jake Arrieta called Chicago home for 4+ seasons. Could he be moving up I-94 for his next stop?
For Chicago's sports talk with Sizzle, crank up the heat and turn on STL. On NBC Sports Chicago, host David Kaplan brings his no-nonsense opinion to the table in a half hour on the topics that are trending with our teams.
We got the most mismanaged basketball team in the history of the world. Which franchise made the gutsiest draft day move? I think Pack wanted to do this, and he finally got his way.
Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Weeknights at 6 on NBC Sports Chicago.
Georgia Dome is no more. No mas. Today, the 25-year-old stadium was imploded. Most of the structure collapsed in about 12 to 15 seconds. It's pretty cool to see, unless you were the photographer for the Weather Channel who had this happen to him.
Even better clip.
It's fantastic.
Forget the demolition. That's a better clip than anything.
That was awesome.
What a great ad for MARTA.
Oh, my God.
A great commercial.
It pulls away just as everything. Oh, my God.
You
awesome.
Know he stopped to watch it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look at this.
That was phenomenal. All right, on to Baker Mayfield. He extended his hand to shake hands like this, David.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm not going to shake your hand. And Baker Mayfield said, okay, you don't want to shake my hand? Game on. Well, when the game ended after a 41-3 pummeling of probably the worst Division I program in college sports, Baker Mayfield with a few choice words, and then he grabbed his family jewel box right there.
Yeah.
Well, he will not start senior day. He will play, but he will not start, and he will not be a captain on senior day either. Is this over-the-top punishment?
Yes, of course.
No.
He planted a flag at midfield earlier in the season.
That's different, Patrick. That's different. Planting a flag at midfield is not an obscene
school pride.
Gesture.
It's school pride?
Oh, pride. Yeah, it is. It's a different gesture. I think we can agree on that. When you make a gesture like he did, that's inappropriate, that they had to cover because they couldn't show it on our airway here, then I think that you understand he crossed the line. It's just as bad as being snubbed at the handshake.
I love this kid. I love what
so
the emotion that he plays,
I'm a
the
huge
swagger,
fan.
The
you
edge.
Love Manziel too, though.
But this guy's like a safer, better version of Manziel. He's getting a lot of good draft buzz right now. If you ask around, yes, he doesn't have all the measurements and stuff like that. But there's an edge to this
he's
kid.
He's Jay.
Yeah.
That's a different question you guys are asking. Okay.
But how many obscene gestures and trash talk do you see on the field?
If you were a Heisman voter, are you a Heisman voter?
No, not anymore.
Okay. If you were at a Heisman ballot. Mm-hmm. Would what he did yesterday affect?
No, not at all. I mean, you're talking about the most outstanding player in America.
So you don't think he'll lose votes because?
Well, he will lose votes. You did that. I'm asking, would it affect my vote?
I don't think he should.
It wouldn't, but I don't think he should either. But he will.
Right.
He will. It's a popularity contest.
No, and I used to have one too. And I mean, I voted for Johnny Manziel and did not feel bad about it. I'll say this: Kansas, you mentioned it's not only the worst program in football. They over the last 10 years, the worst program in football for sure. To have the self confidence. You know, if you're that Kansas player, to be the doormat of college sports and to walk out and be like, you know what? I'm going to punk the best player in America right now.
You're stoking the flames. The guy who planted a flag at Ohio State.
That doesn't justify the obscene gesture afterward.
It
just doesn't. Have some class. Win with class. And don't be as bad as the people that pissed you off.
He also did, before that, he did precisely what we want, what we would tell our kids to do, which is go beat them on the field. And he did. He beat them 37-3.
41.
He also told the Kansas basketball fans, or the fans behind him, to stick to basketball. So he did a lot that game. But Look, I know NFL evaluators are going to look at this and have mixed opinions. I think a lot of them like this.
I don't think it'll factor in.
Do you think he'll lose votes because of what he did?
In the Heisman?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, but he wouldn't for me.
All right. Cubs might face a familiar face when they play the Brewers. And a certain former Bears coach could win it all. STL back after this.
When the game ends, switch back to CSN Chicago for Bears postgame live. The team will take you through all the key moments from the field, hear from Coach Fox, and get live player reactions. Bears postgame live after every Bears game on CSN Chicago.
Looky, excuse me, almost choked saying that. Looky, looky, that's a shot at a championship. Mark Trestman and his Toronto Argonauts will play for the Grey Cup title this weekend after his team rallied late and beat one of the five CFL teams named the Rough Riders.
I think that choke speaks for Chicago and being surprised at seeing Trestman in charge of a championship.
For him, he was handed such a crazy locker room.
He was handed a 10-6 team, Adam. He was handed a 10-6 team and dismantled
it. 5-11.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's doing so well as a head coach.
So am I.
I'm glad he's growing men in Canada.
Are you really annoyed that he's
Sounds
winning?
Sounds illegal.
Huh? are you genuinely annoyed that he's winning, or are you okay with it?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, he has more wins than Foxy has his last two combined.
He's back to Foxy. He does, I know. But he also won with Lovey's talent.
He did. All right, let's move on. Jake Arrieta, according to John Morosi of MLB Network, MLB.com. John Morosi says the Brewers heavily interested in Jake Arrieta, who is a free agent. He declined a Cubs qualifying offer, and supposedly the Brewers are preparing a major offer to land Arrieta.
Percent that the emotional tie to the Cubs versus the Brewers' spot in the division will play in this negotiation for Arrieta?
None.
No chance.
Zero. Thank
Zero.
You.
Zero.
I mean,
what's the money?
This is the one that's – this or the Cardinals would be the one that would be hardest to see from a Cubs fan's perspective, wouldn't it? I mean, you're the Cub fan. Wouldn't that be harder than seeing him go to the Dodgers?
Brewers, I'd be like, whatever. The Cardinals would annoy me.
Brewers are coming after you.
I mean, yeah.
No question.
Yeah, that would
exactly
be tough.
You know, equate Milwaukee with a bunch of money. I didn't know they had that much money to throw around.
They're not.
Your money.
They have a lot of money now.
Your money.
They're not spending money,
money
on any. All of their young guys are really cheap. He was selling his house in Chicago, right? I see this as appealing to somebody. If you love living in Chicago and you want to make that hour-long drive, do it. But otherwise.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Remember to watch the show weekdays on CSN and visit csnchicago.com for previous episodes of the podcast and all the latest sports news and highlights.